Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Friday, March 22nd. Lawmakers in Congress are rushing to get a $1.2 trillion funding package passed before shutdown deadline at midnight tonight. While it's likely this spending bill will pass, it's not clear if it'll happen by the deadline. That's because the text of this bill only came out yesterday, and it's more than 1,000 pages. CNN's Manu Raju says the rush comes despite a long timeline getting to this point.
The deadline to fund the federal government is actually October 1st of last year, but unable to get an agreement at that point, they passed a short-term extension. That led to the ouster of the then Speaker, Kevin McCarthy. And then after a messy period, the new Speaker came in, Mike Johnson. They had to agree to several more short-term extensions of government funding, ultimately leading to this process that led to a bipartisan deal. They had to draft this bill behind closed doors, ultimately dropping it in the lap of Congress and asking their colleagues to simply vote it up or vote it down and risk a government shutdown.
The UN Security Council is voting on a U.S. resolution on Gaza this morning. The spokesperson for the U.S. mission to the UN tells CNN that the resolution will call for an immediate ceasefire as part of a hostage deal. Now, this would mark a change in the U.S.'s position, which has vetoed multiple resolutions calling for immediate ceasefires in recent months. Talks on a ceasefire and hostage deal resume in Qatar today, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken says things are moving in the right direction.
The negotiators continue to work. The gaps are narrowing, and we're continuing to push for an agreement in Doha.
Blinken is heading to Israel today to persuade officials there not to launch a ground offensive into Rafah. Meanwhile, the Israeli military says it killed more than 140 people it described as terrorists in its attack on Al-Shifa Hospital this week. Hundreds of people are still believed to be trapped there. A prominent gang leader in Haiti who escaped prison earlier this month has been shot in a gunfight with police last night. The Haitian National Police say the man, known as T-Greg, had escaped from the national penitentiary with thousands of other inmates earlier this month. Following that mass jailbreak, Haiti declared a state of emergency as gang leaders called to unite criminal groups and overthrow the country's Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who announced his resignation shortly after. T. Greg's death comes as political groups in Haiti seem closer to finalizing a transition council to take over from the absent government. Authorities in Idaho say they've captured an escaped inmate and his accomplice, but are now looking into two homicides that may be connected. Police say Skylar Mead escaped on Wednesday after being released from hospital in Boise, where three corrections officers escorting him were ambushed by a gunman who shot two of them before he and Mead escaped. The two men were captured yesterday in Twin Falls, Idaho. Afterwards, police announced they were investigating two homicides potentially tied to the escape that happened in the last 24 hours in different locations. Officials say Mead's shackles were found at one of the homicide scenes, and the men had possession of the car of one of the victims. New York authorities are preparing to see some of former President Donald Trump's assets. That's next.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Unless a New York appeals court intervenes, Trump has until Monday to post a $464 million bond or face possible seizure of some of his assets by the state's attorney general's office. The AG has filed judgments in Westchester County, which is the first indication that the state is preparing to try to seize Trump's golf course and private estate north of Manhattan. Trump's lawyers told the appeals court he can't find an insurance company to underwrite his bond to cover the nearly half-billion-dollar judgment, which includes his adult sons. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.